Final hour to go with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. The website, by the way, is getting close to record numbers tonight. Wow. There's also that toll-free number to call for assistance at any time, including tonight, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll get back to your texts, tweets, and phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, one of our sponsors, of course. Doc, of course, just he devotes his time to this full time. We do not pay him for this. He volunteers for it. And Doc, we thank you for that, my friend.
Well, you're very kind, George, and we love all the things you do. And you're just an angel, and we love you for it.
Well, you know what? When I get emails like I get all the time, when you're on or when Pharmacist Ben is on, and we help just even one person, and we help more than that, but when I get emails from them and they've gone through this horrendous time and now they feel better, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, that's why I've been doing this for 50 years. And it's one of those things where I don't know if you know my story, but when I was 4 years old, I began to get what would be called Tourette syndrome today. They didn't know what it was back then.
Don't say anything. Don't swear on the ear, Doc.
Yeah,
that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, Tourette syndrome. They actually, you swear, you oink like a pig, you have facial tics, cramps in the face and everything. I'm 4 years old, and after 20 doctors, 5 years, I'm 9 years old, and they're going to institutionalize me because I'm going to hurt myself or somebody else.
Sure.
And to make a long story short, I didn't want to be institutionalized and put in the hospital for the rest of my life. So I'm 9 years old. I started eating the little alfalfa pellets we were giving calves, and 3 days I cured myself because of all the vitamins and minerals in the alfalfa pellets.
You did that on your own?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have Tourette's, do you know you're saying these things?
Oh, making the noises and things?
Yeah, yeah. You don't.
In fact, many people with Tourette's syndrome or even Asperger's disease are nonverbal. They don't speak, human language. I would cluck like a chicken and oink like a pig and that kind of stuff. And when everybody else went to lunch at school, and of course I was always sitting in the back of the room because I was always so disruptive in the class, I went to the library and asked the librarian, said, look, I can't even read. I need some kind of information on, I'm sure I wasn't using those words, but I said I needed some a book or something to show me pictures about my problem. And she gave me a little, like, 50-page pamphlet on diet and nutrition for nurses. And I looked in the index, and I couldn't find anything on eyelashes and eyes and cramps and stuff like that. But I did find a little bit on cramps, okay? And it said it was a calcium deficiency in athletes. And I remember seeing the calcium on the analysis label on the little bag of the alfalfa pellets for feeding the calves. So that day, I went home in the bus, started eating the alfalfa pellets in the barn, filled my pockets full of them. The next morning, I put them in my cereal bowl with milk, and my mother took them away from me, screaming at me. She said, "That's animal food. You can't eat it." My dad took it away from her, gave it to me, and said, "Look, he's going to be put in the hospital for the rest of his life. Let him try it. What can her arm going to do?
Can't hurt him, right?"
Yeah. And so in 3 days' time of eating that three times a day, the little alfalfa pellets and milk, I cured myself in 3 days after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse. 20 doctors couldn't help.
Jeez. I remember I was at a conference for college, and there was a kid there who had Tourette's syndrome. I didn't really know what Tourette's syndrome was then. And, you know, in the middle of this speech that this teacher was giving, this kid would, you know, hoot out. You know, he'd go, "Hoo!" I mean, out of nowhere. And for a moment, everybody thought the kid was rude. And then the teacher kind of had to explain, and because the teacher knew what this person had. And then everybody accepted the kid. But
back when I was a kid, they didn't know. They didn't even have a name for it.
No.
Yeah.
They just thought you were being rude or something.
Exactly. Well, they just said I was just literally crazy. And so to make a long story short, in my book, Rare Herbs and Cures, I show people how to diagnose these things themselves so they don't get this on the kids' permanent records. And it's a pre-existing condition. They can't get in universities. They can't get jobs. They can't get promotions. And we show them how to supplement properly and eat properly and get rid of the bad foods and how they can actually improve the situation for the kid with just diet and supplements, and they can monitor with a hair analysis. Chapter 11 tells you how to deal with that. But the fact that they can diagnose it for less than a buck, it costs less than a dollar to diagnose it. It doesn't get on the kid's permanent record, and it'll save their life, save the family an enormous amount of unnecessary misery. They won't impact their insurance and deductibles and all that kind of stuff.
That's amazing. Let's go back to the phones now. Giovanna in Button Willow, California is with us. Hi, Giovanna.
Hi, George. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling for my sister, actually, who's
okay.
been trying to get pregnant for the past year. And she's 39 years old and unsuccessful. So she went to have her blood work done, and there were three things that concerned her doctor. One was the anti-malarian hormone is really low. Her reference range was supposed to be, or is 0.9 to 9.5, and hers is at 0.2. And the other two was her hemoglobin and her hematocrit are high. And I have those numbers, too, if you want to.
No, that's fine. Okay, how much does she weigh?
150.
Okay, 150 pounds. And how old is she again?
39,
okay. Now, I have to tell you, I've gotten more women pregnant than Solomon.
I'll let you rephrase that,
Doc. I told her that. That's why she wants to try your
medicine. I didn't personally participate in the pregnancy, but I did change her diet and give them the Solomon program to increase her fertility. One of my famous cases is a Navy SEAL who came back from the Gulf War, highly decorated, and he has gotten married with a beautiful young lady. And for 3 years they tried, and just 6 months of my program, suddenly I have all these beautiful, young, beautiful kids now and everything. And so, I mean, I do this thousands of times a year, literally. And so, basically, she and everybody in the household has got to do something different. Does she have a history of asthma or bronchitis or skin problems, eczema, dermatitis?
Yes, asthma.
Yeah, okay. She has dropped dead 100%, no possibility of a mistake. She has a gluten problem. So she must give up all gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. Don't let her fall for that. That includes dog food, cat food, spouse, renters, roommates. Everybody in the household has got to be dropped dead gluten-free, no wheat, no barley, rye, no oats. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then, because she only weighs 100, you say she weighs 139 pounds?
150.
Okay. Well, she's right on that cusp. So let's give her two Heather Brand and Heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I would give her what we call Woman's FX. It's an herbal complex. Goes back to 1853. Lydia Pinkham is a very famous formula. And this will help her with ovulation and all that kind of stuff. And so she needs to, I'd have her take an ounce of that twice a day. That'll be two quarts a month. Then she also needs a Xerafem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M. It's tablets from our Pro line, and she can take three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. But it's imperative that she get rid of all the bad foods and then the two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. And if it's a girl, name it Jolene. If it's a boy, name it Joel.
One quick thing. They had her take 2,000 milligrams of folic acid. Mm-hmm. Should she continue that?
Well, folic
with
acid.
With your regimen?
I'm the guy. They've got to put into prenatal vitamins to prevent spina bifida.
You did. That's true.
Yeah.
So you're all in favor of that.
The FDA. My most recent one is 2013. We had them put selenium into baby formula. You know what happened, George?
What happened?
North Carolina in 2015 came out and said, we don't know why, but SIDS deaths in North Carolina has gone to zero. It's vanished.
Oh, my gosh.
And all the states are now coming along saying, hey, it's gone down 29%. It's gone
selenium?
Down 29%. Because we put that, you know, we forced them to put it in the baby formulas. SIDS turned out to be a deficiency of selenium. We got it put into the baby formulas. Plus, we started adding the full spectrum of all the 90 cents nutrients. And SIDS has now vanished.
Remarkable. And good for you. CriticalHealthNews.com. And Giovanna, here's a number to call if you need some more info. 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. We'll take another one after the break, but Tom's got one now for you, Doc.
Tweet from Kelly. Do you have information on how to heal a mild case of Dupuytren's in the hands?
Oh, absolutely. Dupuytren's is kind of a variation of lupus or fibromyalgia. It's a shortening of the flexor tendons of the wrist where the wrist is flexed forward, and you get trigger fingers, you get hammer toes, that kind of stuff. And so here's a case where they need to get rid of all the bad foods to maximize absorption, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown, round oats, and one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Then you throw in the MSM tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's from our Free Life division. And that's going to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone makes the bone itself. Then I also like the, from our Stay Natural division, our Stay Restored. It has a special ingredient in it. We have 5,000 products. It's the only product we have with a special ingredient in it. I don't want to give it away because people will try to use that ingredient by itself and it won't work. So it needs all this other stuff. But plus this Stay Restored from our Stay Natural division, I would have her take three of those twice a day. And she can do a little bit of physical therapy. Just put her fingers on the edge of a table and just try to just lightly, you know, without being too rough, lightly try to straighten them out. Same thing with the wrist. Same thing with her if she has it in her toes. And so trigger fingers, hammer toes, the wrist curled up, you know, like a giraffe neck kind of thing. And it all goes away. If she wants to, she can put the Soothe from her Hemp FX, put that on there if there's any discomfort or tingling, numbness. And she can use the Soothe from her Hemp FX division, get the trauma oil, put 4 or 5 drops of that in a half a teaspoon, put that on the fingers, on the flexor tendons, on the wrist, the flexor tendons, on the flexor tendons of the toes, hammer toes, and Dupuytren's contracture goes away.
Email in from IDC. And IDC says, I'm on 90 for life. I'm 82 years old. But I have Doc talk about me using red cayenne pepper as part of a good health program.
Yeah, well, red cayenne pepper actually helps blood flow through obstructed arteries. And it also is a great antioxidant, supports the immune system. And, of course, we have these things in our savor division, which are spices that actually support good health from various directions. And so, we love cayenne pepper for those reasons. It supports healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. Then you throw in with it the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and you got something where the symptoms very quickly go away, and then over a period of weeks or months with the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, support healthy blood pressure, support blood flow through blocked arteries, stop all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, oils, or glutens. And, the 90 for life, as this gentleman says, and the blood pressure, blood flow issues disappear.
Let's go to Abilene, Texas. Sid's with us now. Hi, Sid. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, George.
You are very welcome.
And thank you, Sid, for answering our phone call.
Sure.
Super.
How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I take psychotic medicine. And I take a lot of different kinds of medicine. And I take so many.
What are some of your major problems? Do you have anything like high blood pressure or diabetes or arthritis or?
Yeah, I have diabetes, arthritis. I have Parkinson's. I have schizoaffective.
Okay, so you do have some neurological problems, schizo, are you saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the biggest issue, Doc.
Yeah, bipolar.
Are you on medication for your schizo or your bipolar?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when you start the vitamins and minerals, do not stop your medication, okay? Let the guy who wrote the prescriptions do that for you, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have any problems there. What do you weigh, sir?
I weigh about 190,
Doc.
Okay. So, none of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown, round oats, and no sugar. Because sugar contributes to these neurological things. And so you want to stay away from sugar. We're talking about even the natural stuff, you know, like honey and molasses and maple syrup and that kind of thing. Got to stay away from all that kind of stuff. And then you want 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Throw in the de-stress capsule, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month for the brain metabolism. I would also throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month. And that's for blood flow into the brain. Sometimes just having plaque in the arteries in the brain can cause a lot of this stuff. All right? And then for the diabetes, I want you to throw in three twice a day of the Sweeties capsules, and they're designed to support and promote healthy blood sugar and healthy blood, or excuse me, and healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. And if you're on medication for the diabetes, you want to take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, you slowly reduce your medication as your doctor has taught you to do. If there's anything good about diabetes, the doctor teaches you how to reduce your medication when your blood sugar goes down. If your blood sugar goes up because you were naughty the day before, you need more medication, as he's taught you. Okay? And let's see here. I would also throw in Synaptive for the brain. Get two bottles of that, bring three of those tablets twice a day, and they're designed as raw materials for the brain to make neurotransmitters so the brain cells can talk to each other. Make sure you're eating three or four eggs twice a day, soft yolks, soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled butter. And then call us every couple of weeks, and we'll walk you through this.
All right, good luck, Sid. And the number, of course, you can call for help is 1-855-949-7234. I can't say that number enough, because they get flooded with calls. CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc Wallach with us. We'll continue to take calls for the rest of this hour. In about 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will join us as well. How about travel, Doc? Where are you headed next?
Okay, well, I'm in Texas right now. I'm in Bryan College Station, and I'm going back to San Diego, and then I go to Baltimore, Maryland, and then I go to
You don't stop.
No. Well, I travel 320 days of the year. I give 400 lectures a year. That's in addition to my radio interviews with, you know, yourself, and I do 2 hours of radio twice a day. Excuse me, 2 hours of radio every day, Monday through Friday. I'm on 1,300 stations myself with my radio shows, and so I'm trying to get the information out there. And one thing, and you said it early on, I don't get paid for any of that.
Nope.
I do it all for free. And all my expenses come out of my pocket, and I make my living by selling books.
Well, and you write great books, too, Doc.
Well, thank you.
And they're pretty provocative, too. Let's see. I'll take a call after the break, of course, with Doc Wallach. Maybe one quick little email.
Okay.
A person has bronchitis, irreversible. He calls it bronchiectasis. Abnormal broadening of the bronchi and the branches. Anything they can do about that, Doc? We got a minute left.
Okay, a minute left. Yeah, they need to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, and gluten. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Three or four eggs twice a day with soft yolks. And I would make sure that they're going to take three of our EFAs twice a day and three of the EFA pluses twice a day. The raw materials for your lungs to make the hormones that will open up the bronchi and let the oxygen flow in and the bad air flow out.
Doc Wallach with us, CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, 1-855-949-7234. When we come back, we'll go back to your calls. So those of you on hold, just hang there. Some of you have been waiting for a long time. We'll do our best to get to you very quickly after the break. Tom still is taking your texts and tweets. And again, as far as we're concerned, don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, email me at george@coasttocoastam.com, george@coasttocoastam.com. We will be back in a moment with your calls and Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Next hour, we'll talk about evolution myths as we go live to Hawaii, so make sure you're part of the program. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach and final phone calls from CriticalHealthNews.com as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's go to the calls as they still keep piling in. Joe in Manchester, Connecticut's with us. Hi, Joseph. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Dr. Wallach. I spoke with you on January 3rd. My mother's bedside. I don't know if you recall the call. She's 99. She had pneumonia in her lung, and you recommended plant oil, mineral oil, to rub on her legs and CBD under her tongue because they had all but pronounced her dead. I wanted to get her home to pass on at home. Well, the story, as quickly as I can tell it, my friend from Florida did all the ordering of the plant mineral oil from you. Unfortunately, it arrived at the hospital the morning after my mom passed, the evening before, on January 6th. He raced up from Florida. He drove nonstop for about 22 hours and made it the day she passed.
Hmm.
But my question is this. I can't save my mom anymore. I really appreciate your trying, though. I know it would have done some good to get her, at least get her home. George, I think you should do a show sometime on the dark side of hospice, because once they moved my mom into hospice, I didn't want the morphine unless it was necessary. Mm-hmm. They gave her a milligram of morphine twice over a two-day period, but when they gave her 2 milligrams the evening of the 6th of January, she passed away in about 40 minutes. And I'd like Dr. Wallach's opinion on morphine with hospice care, 2 milligrams of morphine specifically versus 1 milligram. And, George, I'd really appreciate in the future if you could do a show on the dark side of hospice care.
It's
with
a good
morphine
idea.
And what really happens. But my heart is broken. I listen to your show every night, and I appreciate all the help you've given me on this matter. But, unfortunately, it was a day too late. Not your fault.
Well, thank you so much.
The hospital didn't want to help her. They just wanted to make her comfortable and go because they kept saying she was 99 years old. That's all they wanted to tell me.
Well,
but
thank you
very
so
much.
I'll
listen.
Okay. Go ahead,
thank
Doc.
Thank you so much for your story, and you're going to help a lot of people by bringing up the subject. In fact, George, during the 1960s, I did the original research. I wrote 17 papers on the opioids, fentanyl and ketamine, that are causing all these overdoses today. 72,000 people were killed last year just on overdoses of fentanyl. I wrote the original papers on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're still dying from fentanyl.
Well, yeah.
Now it's laced in heroin and cocaine.
Yeah,
and
the whole thing.
It's killing kids and younger people all the time.
Well, it's just awful, just awful. And, of course, basically, that's why we came up with the CBD oils for the pain relief. Nobody dies from too much CBD oil. And so the whole idea now is to get away from those opioids, get away. Back when I was working with them, they didn't even have a name for them. They called them M99, then it went mm-hmm. to morphine, and then it went to fentanyl and ketamine and so forth. But it's one of those things where it's the wrong tool for the problem. And so what you want to do is people take the 90 essential nutrients, give the body the raw materials so it can repair itself, which is imperative here. But then you use the Soothe, S-O-T-H-E, which is our CBD oil. But we've added all these other pain-relieving herbs to it to enhance the activity of the CBD oil and get the trauma oil from our aromatherapy oil division, T-R-A-U-M-A, trauma like you wounded in a car accident or something. Add 4 or 5 drops of that to a half a teaspoon of the Soothe. It's in a little pump bottle. And then put that on the knee or the neck or the fingers, the hip, back, wherever you have pain. And within a couple of minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, you get significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. And there's no possibility of overdosing to where you're going to die. And so you have to use the right tool, stay away from the dangerous stuff, which are the prescription opioids. And people say, well, what do we do? Well, you just, the first thing when a doctor prescribes you a drug, say, okay, I want the page out of the book that tells all the complications. Oh, it includes death. Well, I don't want that one. And so why would I take that drug when it includes death? Each year, George, this is from Johns Hopkins. This is not my statistics, but Johns Hopkins came out 2 years ago. He said the number 3 cause of death in America is medical doctors in hospitals from simple mistakes like using the wrong drug combinations, dosages, that kind of stuff. They kill 251,000 patients every year in hospitals from simple mistakes. Every 4 years, they kill 1 million patients.
Yeah.
How many people would go to a fast food restaurant chain if they killed 1 million customers?
Exactly.
How many people would fly an American Airlines or United Airlines or Delta Airlines if they killed 251,000 passengers in a year? You wouldn't. So why do people keep going back to doctors when they can do this CBD oil and the trauma oil by themselves? No possibility of overdosing and killing yourself. You get better pain relief.
Let's go to Keith in Cleveland, Ohio. Go ahead, Keith. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc Wallach.
Hey, Keith.
I want to preface it by saying I also share the same birthday, June 4th.
Oh, happy birthday upcoming.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, a very interesting show, and I could definitely relate because, Doc, I am been dealing with, and I'm very open and honest. George has heard me before. I've called before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with HIV for over 33 years. I am extremely healthy, but I get very, very dry skin, dermatitis, extremely so. And that's very frustrating for me. I feel great otherwise, but that definitely is a challenge.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I actually have a book out called Epigenetics. There's a chapter in there on viruses, and the biggest subject in there was HIV. The guy who actually did the research on how to prevent HIV from converting into AIDS, okay, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, he should have got a Nobel Prize for that. And so I really spent a lot of time putting his work into that chapter on viruses in the book Epigenetics. You need to get that book and do the things that it says to do. And there, obviously, you're doing something right. And so you need to avoid all the bad foods, no fried foods, processed meats, oils and gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. What do you weigh, sir?
I weigh 180.
Okay, 180. Then I take two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day. And the ingredients that he talked about are in that Healthy Brain and Heart pack, okay? And then I would throw a couple of things in there to also support your immune system directly, and that would be the Cell Shield RTQ capsules. Two capsules of the RTQ give you the same amount of resveratrol as 264 glasses of red wine without the alcohol. So I take nine of those a day, so I'm getting 1,000 glasses of red wine a day worth of resveratrol to support my immune system, and this is kind of the direction you need to go. I would also get another bottle of selenium. There's a bottle of selenium with each of those Healthy Brain heart packs. So get another bottle of selenium so you can take three times a day. That'll support your immune system. Very specifically, particularly when you have HIV, it will help the conversion, prevent the conversion from HIV to AIDS. And how old are you, sir?
I'm 60.
How old are you?
60.
60, okay. Well, our goal is to get you to 160. And there's no reason why you can't get there. Just stay away from the bad stuff. Do this program, and you'll be amazed.
Doc, this email, and this is going to be a toughie for you. 46-year-old female, 5'8", 158 pounds, severe heart disease, failed double bypass, 4 angiograms, 3 stents. What do I do?
Okay. Well, because she's had bypasses and stents, that tells me she has coronary artery disease. She has plaque in her arteries. And when you have it in your arteries or your heart, they do all this stuff in the heart with bypasses and stents, but you have the same disease in your brain. You have vascular dementia in the brain, plaque in the brain. You have kidney problems because there's just plaque in the arteries in the kidney and then the legs and so forth. And all the arteries in the body, not just the coronary arteries. And so you say 150 pounds?
Yeah, 158.
Okay. None of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten. Remember, it's the inflammation. Remember my sheep from North Africa? It's the inflammation in the arteries that causes the plaque, not cholesterol. And so I'd have her take, three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Also, two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. I'd also get two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day. They're designed to support healthy blood pressure, but also support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in the brain, the heart, the liver, and the kidneys, and the legs, and so on. Now, the secret here is to stay off the bad foods forever. Everybody in the household has got to do that. The arteries will heal themselves if you do that. If you keep hitting yourself with these bad foods, you just keep re-damaging the lining of the arteries, okay? And so it's imperative to stay away from the bad foods. You take the 90 cents of nutrients, take that Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. They will support healthy blood flow through the blocked arteries all over the body. They will support healthy blood pressure. Can't fail.
Let's go to Tom for a final text and tweet. Thomas, go ahead.
Tweet in, I suffered a severe traumatic brain injury and now have anger issues, mood swings, and memory issues. Wow. What can I do to help these? Please help me.
That's a toughie, Doc. What
okay. I go ahead with two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten. To get blood flowing to the blood vessels of the brain, the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, I'd go ahead and take three of those three times a day. That's three bottles a month. I'd also take the Synaptive, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month, and they're designed to support the cells in the brain talking to each other.
It's brain function, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for the brain to make neurotransmitters. And then, of course, the de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day for brain metabolism, the Ultimate Niacin Plus, two of those twice a day. That's going to give the brain everything it needs to do all the right things. But don't forget those three or four eggs twice a day. soft yolks, but not fried, not cooked in oils. And the brain has enormous capacity to heal itself, but it does need that raw materials. It needs the metabolism to work properly. It needs the blood supply. The brain has an enormous capacity to heal and has a tremendous ability to rebound, but it does need the raw materials.
Let's go to John in Citrus Heights, California, first-time caller for us. John, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Doc. I tell everybody that you're my doctor and that Ben is my pharmacist.
Okay. Ben is great.
I'm in my 84th year.
Good for you.
I'll make this as quick as I can so that somebody else can get on. But my dad came down with Alzheimer's when he was about my age. He lived to be 97 and a half. He got pneumonia without my realizing it and died before 100.
You're lucky it's not genetic.
Yeah. And then my brother is about 3 years older than I am. He came down with Alzheimer's about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister, who is a year younger than I am, she has it.
Okay, well, let me stop there.
But what I've been doing, I've been taking every day with black pepper. And then I was raised on 3 eggs a day, and I still take about 3 eggs a day as often as I can. I've gone to the VA clinics. They've done a memory test on me. I came out great. I'm writing my book, and I don't want to get Alzheimer's. So I was talking to a gentleman this past Saturday, and he said that I should start taking blocks of coconut oil. The people in the Philippines don't get Alzheimer's, and that's why, because of the coconut oil. And then I've also started taking Limitless. Now, I haven't been taking your products yet. I intend to do it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will. And anything else, or what do you think particularly about the coconut oil?
Okay, well, first of all, they do get Alzheimer's disease and other dementias in the Pacific Islands. Anybody who says you don't get that's nonsense. Coconut oil is very dangerous, okay? You can get initially a nice effect because it has omega-3s in it and gives your body some things your cell walls need and so forth. But over a period of time, months or years, it will cause plaque in your arteries. It will actually cause that's the main thing. It will cause plaque in the arteries, very, very dangerous, and so especially if it's heated for cooking and that kind of thing. You want to stay away from coconut oil. They don't live as long as you'd like to think they do. I think they only live in their 50s, and they do get dementias and Alzheimer's disease. So anybody who tells you they don't, it's, they're not telling the truth. So how much do you weigh, sir?
150,
Doc. Yeah. 150, okay. Yeah, none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, including coconut oil and MCT oil. It's got to go. No gluten, no wheat, brown, or oats. Take 3 or 4 eggs. Twice or three times a day, okay? Soft yolk, soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambling butter. And then again, 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And don't forget the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month. And that's to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in the heart and the brain, kidneys, and so on. And it sounds like you're doing a lot of right, correct things because you're doing well. You've tested yourself. You don't have any memory problems. Remember, there's 8 different dementias, senile dementia, pellagra.
There are different scales, too, aren't they, in terms of how bad they are?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, the goal here is to avoid all 8 of these things. And but they're all different names, but doctors call them all Alzheimer's disease because people are familiar with the term. Nobody knows Korsakoff syndrome and vascular dementia and pellagra and that kind of stuff. So they call it Alzheimer's disease. Everybody knows that. And, of course, it also pays the most, you know, out of the insurance code books. And so you have to you want to apply all this stuff so you're dealing with all 8. I always treat for all 8. Of the dementias at the same time, so I have a very, very high rate of reversing it. Even though it's called Alzheimer's disease, it could be any 1, any 3, any 5, or all 8. Okay?
That's the way to do it.
Doc, you need eggs because Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. And people didn't believe me, so Johns Hopkins did a 10-year study on my program, It was a very, very, very good study. They found out that people who they had 200 or 2,500 people doing my thing, 2,500 people doing their standard thing with dummy pills, and the ones that took my stuff, guess what? 78% less Alzheimer's disease than the ones who
That's
did,
tremendous. Did Doc, we'll talk to you in a few weeks, my friend. Thank you. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. 1-855-949-7234 to call for help. Up next, we're going to talk about evolutionary myths.